Next up, is Trakatoo's character a 9-year-old girl named Lyra? Or Lyra, I think it's Lyra. She's like a hardcore leader of this gang of street urchins. Dark Wolf is up first.
Angel of a new generation? I know what his nickname is, you idiot! Today, tell me why adults are so useless! No, I take it back. Just get me the gun so I can teach everyone not to bring me old news anymore! Oh, we're gonna teach them something, all right. That chick might fly with their useless blob of a leader, but around here we do things differently. Everyone meet at the old library in 45 minutes! They want a lesson? We'll give those pigs a lesson! That so-called angel's wings need to be clipped! He makes me so mad. He just looks at you with those stupid blue eyes and expects you to follow him. I won't stand for his stupid goody-two-shoes act, no matter how much I want to hold his hand. Shit! Toady, you heard nothing.
Ryguy is up next.
Angel of the new generation? I know what his nickname is, you idiot! Toady, tell me why adults are so useless! No, I take it back. Just get me a gun so I can teach everyone not to bring me all news anymore! Oh, we're gonna teach them something, all right. That shit might fly with their useless blob of a leader, but around here we do things a little differently. Everyone meet at the old library in 45 minutes. They want a lesson? We'll give those pigs a lesson. That so-called angel's wings need to be clipped. He makes me so mad. He just looks at you with those stupid blue eyes and expects you to follow him. I won't stand for his stupid goody-two-shoes act, no matter how much I want to hold his hand. Shit, Toady, you heard nothing!
Ellie is up next.
Angel of the new generation? I know what his nickname is, you idiot! Toady, tell me why adults are so useless! No, I take it back. Just get me a gun so that I can teach everyone not to bring me old news anymore. Oh, we're gonna teach them something, all right. That shit might fly with their useless blob of a leader. But around here, we do things a little differently. Everyone, meet at the old library in 45 minutes. They want a lesson? We'll give those pigs a lesson. That so-called angel's wings need to be clipped. He makes me so mad. He just looks at you with those stupid blue eyes and expects you to follow him. I won't stand for his stupid goody-two-shoes act, no matter how much I want to hold his hand. Shit! Toady! You heard nothing!
Medity is up next.
Angel of the new generation. I know what his nickname is, you idiot! Toady, tell me why adults are so useless! No, I take it back. Just get me a gun so I can teach everyone not to bring me old news anymore! Oh, we're going to teach him something, all right. That shit might fly with their useless blob of a leader, but around here we do things a little differently. Everyone, meet at the old library in 45 minutes. They want a lesson? We'll give those pigs a lesson. That so-called angel's wings need to be clipped. He makes me so mad. He just looks at you with those stupid blue eyes and expects you to follow him. Won't stand for a stupid goody-two-shoes act, no matter how much I want to hold his hand. Shit! Toady, you heard nothing!
Okay, we only had 4 for this one.
All right, this is going to move quickly.
Let me just say, Monty, if you should have auditioned for this. You would have been win for this character, probably, and, I mean, you probably would have beaten out one of the guys. So
seriously,
one of the guys is going to get cast as a 9-year-old girl. So it pays off for the guys. Sorry, Trakatoo, go ahead.
No, it's cool. Monty, like, just why? Why didn't you audition for this? You probably would have been perfect. That's all I gotta say. All right.
Dark Wolf.
So, Dark Wolf.
I admire you for trying this character. I don't know that it would work in a production, but I admire you for trying it.
Dark Wolf, your voice wasn't, like, consistent for me. And you, like, not only that, but you sounded older than 9. Like, I don't know.
He also sounded like he had a penis.
Yeah. And your emotion was a little too desperate, more not domineering enough. So, yeah.
Right, guy? I don't feel like a guy could pull this role off, but again, kudos for trying, and it's going to pay off for one of you, because as you heard, Monty didn't audition for this character.
Right. Right, guy? I thought you were better than Dark Wolf on this one.
Well, there goes the surprise.
Sorry. But, like, I wasn't sure if it was working for me. It sounded like Jack Lemmon's woman voice from Some Like It Hot at age 9. Don't you dare make fun of me for saying woman.
I was laughing about the Jack Lemmon voice.
Okay. But, okay.
Ellie?
You have me all, like, freaked out about that. Ellie, I Good. Love your spunk. I love your evil. I love the faltering in your voice on the last line. I love everything about this.
You make me happy, Ellie. I love your kid voices and I love your snotty acting in this.
Medity, you didn't sound 9 to me.
Yeah, you sounded too
and
old.
In addition to that, why are you randomly British?
I kind of like the weird accent because it wasn't quite British. It was some weird amalgamation. And I think if she was doing a British accent, it would have sounded stronger because I've heard her with British before.
Right. But if she's going to pick an accent, she needs to pick it strong.
I kind of like it because it's set in like the future. You don't know. It could be some weird, I don't know.
Right. But it needed to be consistent within itself and it was not.
Regardless, it sounded too old for 9.
Yeah. Three of these are going to be horribly inappropriately cast for me.
You mean two of them?
Two of them. Yeah, two of them are going to be horribly inappropriately cast.
Who are you casting, Trekkatry, for the lead? 3 points.
So, for the downright you get the part, Ellie.
Ellie, you
win.
Are on the
you
board.
Get 3 points.
Congratulations. 3 points. If Ellie, now, if something happens to Ellie, Trekkatry.
If something happens to Ellie.
I don't want to do this one. This is all you.
All right.
I want nothing to do with this.
I'm going to stick to this because I don't like the accent. So, Rye Guy, I would cast you instead of Melody.
I disagree with that.
But okay. I would in a legit production.
Okay.
I would
that's
do it.
That's why your productions are fail.
No, that's why my productions are win. Okay. Because I know how to mix my people.
Good job,
anyway.
Rye Guy. 2 points to you.
Anyway, so that leaves Melody. I would cast you if Rye Guy got caught in a horrible fire and died or something.
So, Medity gets 1 point.
Yes.
Good job, ladies and gentlemen. Moving on. Next up is the female real animal category. Is Celine the disgusting hippo that thinks she's Norma Desmond? And first up is Russ.
You there! How dare you go traipsing around near my pen while I'm having a bowel movement? You realize how rude that is? Well, since we're both here, you may as well take a few photos for posterity. Something for the grandkids and whatnot. You did pay good money to get into this wretched place, and I intend to give you your money's worth. I am a star, the brightest. Please. You think you can outshine a hippo? Darling manatee, all I must do is wiggle my ears and people scream. Pardon me, I just have so much talent bubbling up inside of me. The Bronx Zoo! The Bronx Zoo, do you believe it? I am being shipped out tomorrow. A command performance. Really, be honest, look at me. It's been a while. Do I look divine?
Actor man, you're up.
You there! How dare you just go traipsing around near my pen while I'm having a bowel movement! Do you realize how rude that is? Well, since we're both here, you may as well take a few photos for posterity. Something for the grandkids and whatnot. You did pay good money to get into this wretched place, and I intend to give you your money's worth. I am a star! The brightest! Please, you think you can outshine a hippo? Darling manatee, all I must do is wiggle my ears and people scream. Oh, pardon me. I just have so much talent bubbling up inside of me. Oh, the Bronx Zoo. The Bronx Zoo, do you believe it? I am being shipped out tomorrow. A command performance. Birdie. Be honest, look at me. It's been a while. Do I look divine?
I'm Dark Wolf, and I'm gonna play a hippo.
Dark Wolf, you're up.
You there! How dare you go trespassing around my pen when I'm having a bowel movement? Do you realize how rude that is? Well, since we're both here, you may as well take a few photos for prosperity. Something for the grandkids and whatnot. You did pay good money to get into this wretched place, and I intend to give you your money's worth. I am a star, the brightest. Please, you think you can outshine a hippo? Darling manatee, all I must do is wiggle my ears and people scream.
Burp.
Pardon me. I just have so much talent bubbling up inside of me. The Bronx Zoo? The Bronx Zoo? Oh, do you believe it? I am being shipped out to Ma. A command performance. Better be honest, look at me. It's been a while. Do I look divine?
Ellie is up next.
You there! How dare you just go trapezing around my pen while I am having a bowel movement? Do you realize how rude that is? Well, since we're both here, you may as well take a few photos for posterity. Something for the grandkids and whatnot. You did pay good money to get into this wretched place, and I intend to give you your money's worth. I am a star, the brightest. Please, you think you can outshine a hippo? Darling manatee, all I need to do is wiggle my ears and people scream. Pardon me. I just have so much talent bubbling up inside of me. The Bronx Zoo. The Bronx Zoo, do you believe it? I'm being shipped out tomorrow. A command performance. Bodhi, be honest, look at me. It's been a while. Do I look divine?
Ryguy, you're up.
You there! How dare you just go traipsing around near my pen while I'm having a bowel movement? You realize how rude that is! Well, since we're both here, you may as well take a few photos for posterity. Something for the grandkids and whatnot. You did pay good money to get into this wretched place, and I intend to give you your money's worth. I am a star, the brightest. Please, you think you can outshine a hippo? Darling manatee, all I must do is wiggle my ears and people scream. Pardon me, I just have so much talent bubbling up inside of me. The Bronx Zoo. The Bronx Zoo, do you believe it? I'm being shipped out tomorrow. A command performance. Oh, Birdie, be honest, look at me. It's been a while. Do I look divine?
That sounds so much like Barbara Bush. Motley Fool, you're up.
Hey, you there! How dare you go traipsing around near my pen while I'm having a bowel movement? Do you realize how rude that is? Well, since we're both here, you might as well take a few photos for posterity. Something for the grandkids and whatnot. You did pay good money to get into this wretched place, and I intend to give you your money's worth. I am a star, the brightest! Please, you think you can outdo a hippo? Darling manatee, all I must do is wiggle my ears and people scream. Pardon me, I have so much talent bubbling up inside me. Bronx Zoo! The Bronx Zoo! Do you believe it? I'm being shipped out tomorrow. A command performance. Birdie, be honest. Look at me. It's been a while. Do I look divine?
Okay. Actor Man, I wanted a more disgusting voice for this. I think I wanted a little more excitement on Bronx Zoo as well.
I liked the sensuality you had in it, though, and I liked, you know, you were over the top a little bit, so.
Dark Wolf, I liked your voice for the character a lot. It was all redneck sounding, but the problem I had was instead of burping, you just said burp. I don't know why you wouldn't legit burp, unless maybe you just can't do it on command or whatever, but that really bothered me.
Regardless, like, the least you could have done was what Ellie did. I mean,
yeah,
seriously, Ellie, how hard it is it to just go... That's all you have to do.
That was disturbing.
You sounded kind of like Rudy Redder or whatever his name is in Fifth Element, the guy who talks all high fast and really fast.
Doug, your acting was probably one of my favorites, but like because you didn't burp, I wouldn't cast you because this character is disgusting.
Ellie.
This voice was pretty disgusting, and I've decided after this character that I am attracted to you, and you're my acting season 2 girlfriend. So kudos to you, Ellie. I'm sure that's a big accomplishment for you.
You said trapezing instead of traipsing.
Did she?
Yeah, I just remembered that, sorry.
Oh, well, that's no good. That's no good.
So.
Okay, well, that changes everything, Chuck-a-tree.
I'm sorry. Anyway, it was pretty evil sounding. I liked it. You actually burped, which was nice. Well, it was very Norma Desmond, though.
Yeah, your performance was really good. I didn't realize you said trapezing, though.
Yeah.
That makes me sad because, okay, well, anyway, Motley, I love the tongue roll on traipsing.
Yeah.
Thank you for actually burping.
And I love, like, the tongue rolls in general. Yeah. They were funny.
Rush, this sounded like a hippo to me, and that was a really good burp. I could hear that voice coming from a hippo.
Yeah. Seriously nice burp.
Ragai, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, and it was maybe a little too manly, but who cares?
Ragai, your voice was ridiculous. And I don't know that it was my favorite voice, it wasn't, but the burp won me over. That burp was disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, like you get a win for the burp.
I would the burp is the only reason if you get a cast I'm gonna cast you.
Well, like your voice was also really obnoxious and annoying beyond all reason. So it kinda worked for the character in a way. It
didn't work for me.
But I didn't like it. It wasn't the direction I thought this character was gonna go in.
Alright, so I would cast Motley for 3 points.
Then in the event that Motley dies, you would cast
Ragai for 2 points.
And in the event that Ragai dies, you would have to reconsider your previous choice and cast...
I can't cast Ellie anymore because she mispronounced traipsing, even though she's my season 2 girlfriend. I'd cast Russ for 1 point.
Awesome.
So Motley, Ragai, and Russ, good job.
Woo!